online and across your city. This is LDN.
Yeah, we've got more upstairs as well, but we thought we got quite a lot here. And they're all short. We're just beginning with this tiny bit from that.
My name's Sebastian Sands, and I'm the proprietor of LXV Books in Roman Road, Bethnal Green, East London.
But since Sebastian's, this is his place.
We'll begin with a poem called Office Friendships.
It's fairly small. It's got a nice, it's proper shop. It's got a door and a window and a bell. It's got a very splendid metal spiral staircase which takes us down to the small basement where we hold the bench.
Charles is in love with very few, and few are in love with him. Myra sits typing notes of love with romantic pianist's fingers. Dick turns his eyes to the heavens above, where Fran's divine perfume lingers.
When the winter started to come upon us and the evenings started to get darker and colder and everybody started to get their knitting and their sewing out of their boxes that had been hidden away for the summer, I thought it'd be a very good idea to invite people down to the bookshop so that they could bring their knitting and their sewing and have a glass of wine and read them a story.
Sex suppressed will go berserk, but it keeps us all alive, and it's a wonderful change from wives and work, and it ends at 5:30.
I'm Alan Beck. I'm a retired university lecturer. I'm contributing things like aristocratic ladies' autobiographies and biographies from the earlier part of the 20th century because they are so mad and so full of lies. I think Fenella, what would you like to read? Have a look at here. And you have to glance at it before you voice.
God. How about a bit of Cold Comfort Farm?
Very good.
My name is Fenella. This is actually my first time here, but I'm expecting to enjoy myself very much. I love being read to, and I shall be coming myself in a month's time to read from my own book. So I'm seeing how it's done this time.
He'd been shooting rabbits. His narrow nostrils were slightly distended to inhale the blood odour from the 17...
This is a lovely bookshop, and there aren't that many of them left.
Grown-ups don't ever get read a story these days, and people like being read a story. But strangely, if you say to people, come along and I'll read you a story, they don't come. But if you say, bring your knitting and I'll read you a story, then they do.
Twitched it out of his hand. She slipped it into the pocket of her coat and sat down to finish her breakfast. But the low, throaty sound...